This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Trevor just doing work in the other room. That might be the quickest I've ever seen you call someone as well.
Tell you what, Mike's a pro. He picked up before the phone hardly rang. So,
boom. That's what you like to deal with. Guys that understand this business.
When you're the GM of a team, you got to be able to answer that phone, I guess.
That's some big time. That's big. Big. So, all right. Thank you, Trevor. Let's visit with the man, Mike LaTulip, former Illini. He's now the GM head coach of the TBT Illinois team. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah. This team is starting to come together. And we thought, you know what, this would be fun to visit with Mike and kind of see what he thinks. I would assume this is pretty exciting when you're sitting here putting this team together and then you start to see everything kind of fall into place. I know you need more than the five you've got, but what do you think at this point with the five you have?
Well, we definitely had a preliminary plan in place, you know, when we initially started talking about, hey, you know, we want to put together this roster. We want, you know, Illinois to have a team. You know, I thought it was overdue. You know, I think we should have had a team in this tournament a few years back.
Yes.
But look, it's happening now. And I think when we went to put this team together, you know, you obviously have an idea and, you know, you have, here's our dream scenario, of guys that we could have on this team. And, you know, you go through, hey, let's get our pillars first, right? Like let's find our guys that are going to be the cornerstones. And then from there you start to be able to build the team and add complementary parts. And I think the five guys that we've announced so far, not only are they five guys that have had successful careers and, you know, at Illinois and beyond, but I think they're five pieces that fit well together. And, you know, when you look at Revonte, you know, obviously he was more of a scorer and, you know, just a physical body there at Illinois, but he's expanded his game a lot since he's gone professional. And he's a guy that's going to be handling the ball at the point guard spot as well. He's really, really improved in that facet of the game. And Malcolm's kind of your jack of all trades and can do a little bit of everything. We saw him play basically positions 1 through 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 when he was at Illinois. So versatility there. Nana goes without saying, you know, what he brings to the table defensively from a team aspect. There's no better locker room guy than Nana Egwu, and guys like that it's imperative to have those guys on the team. Andres too, just a huge pickup in LaRon. I forgot who I was telling this to the other day, but, you know, LaRon will play on the moon if you tell him that that's where the term's at. Like he was the one guy where, you know, I hit him up back in, like, last July, and he was just like, done. Tell me when, tell me where, let's play.
Mike, you announced Andres Feliz this past week to give you the fifth guy, and obviously someone mm-hmm. that Brian Underwood will rave about all day long, and I know that you still follow the program really closely. So what did you see from him this past year when he played at Illinois, and how do you like the fit with him on that squad?
Yeah, well, first things first, Coach Antigua gets the assist on this one. You know, he's the one that connected us, and Zach Hamer, video coordinator over there, was also awesome in that process. And I think anyone with two eyes, you know, loves the way that Andres plays, even if you have one eye. You know, he's just his toughness, his playmaking ability, his ability to initiate the break, I think is something that is an element that's added to this team that, you know, helps us play even quicker and gets people on their heels a little bit defensively, and how well he rebounds at his size. I think that's something that,
huge.
You know, I know guys like you touch on during the season, guys that obviously know the game, you know, see that, and that's a huge, huge asset to have. You know, I think we do have guys on the team that can rebound, but, you know, it helps to continue to have guys like that. And he, you know, those traits that he has as a basketball player, make him a great fit for any team, right. any team. But he was obviously a no-brainer for us. There was no mulling over, you know, I don't know, do we want Andres? Like, this is, he was without question, you know, right at the top of the list and without question, one of the most important parts of this team as we put it together. So he absolutely increases our chances to win.
Mike, what's the GM role like, playing the role of recruiter? Rivante was on our airwaves a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it was a joke or not. He said he wanted a signing bonus. How's that part going for you?
We'll handle all that behind closed doors, but but it's stressful, man. I mean, it really is. You know, you would think, you know, that when you're the former teammate of these guys, and obviously I've you know kept some good relationships with these guys over the years, but. You know, you're also in a tough spot at times because you're talking to them saying, hey, what's your off season look like? And now you're coming to play. And it's weird because when you're in college, when you're in high school and you're getting recruited, you know, you're not like really good friends with that assistant coach. Sure. You know what I mean? And so I think there's a weird balancing, hey, you know, these are my guys, but also, hey, you know, just because, you know, when we're trying to lock down a roster and solidify guys getting on the team, like you have to be stern at times, you know, and not just be like, you know, they're my guys. They'll say yes at some point. Like it's, you know, hey, we need an answer.
Yeah, you gotta have something.
Because we gotta make sure that it's not June and mid June and we're like, oh man, we gotta scramble to put together a team. And I've always told them, you know, hey, look, this isn't, you know, this isn't the end all be all for their career. So, and I understand that. And so I've always kind of gave them the caveat of, hey, look, you know, we would love to have you on this team. And you don't have to twist their arms either. I mean, right. When you're talking about playing on ESPN, playing for $2 million, playing with your old teammates, you know, it's not like I have to, you know, do in-home visits to try to get them to commit to the team. But I also like to, you know, give them the option of, hey, you know, if the NBA rolls back around or if Summer League moves around and it's a conflict of interest, go play Summer League. Go to an NBA training. Like, this isn't... You know, I always want to make sure that when I'm getting it across to them, I'm not like, hey, it's going to be sour grapes if you right. decide to leave our team. So I've always been upfront with that because for a lot of them, the NBA is still the goal, right? I mean, you saw Brandon Paul go overseas and make his way back to, you know, stateside to the NBA. And you know, even some of these guys, like just because Ray and Malcolm and Andres and all these guys have gone overseas, or Andres, I know, wants to play in the NBA, you know, that's still the goal, and understanding that and making sure that we do everything in our power where if we do have this tournament and it is one of the only things on, that's great exposure for these guys. And not only that, I think the difference between Summer League and the TBT is, you know, Summer League, you put 12 guys together, roll the ball out. You have like a, you know, a week to 2 week training camp. Then from there, it's, you can have guys go rogue, to shoot 25 shots in a game and you don't really know where your game fits in. These are all guys that play together. And then you add a piece like Andres. He may not play with these guys, but Andres can fit in with anybody.
Yep.
So those are all really, really important aspects of it.
Follow Mike LaTulip on Twitter. It's @LaTulip_Mike. Can you kind of take me through the process now? Because admittedly, and probably because Illinois didn't have a team, I didn't mm-hmm. really pay much attention to this tournament last year. Are you able to practice? And in other words, how do you set that up? I know this whole pandemic thing is going to mess with everything. So let's just say for a second that we weren't dealing with this thing. Would you practice together, and how do you orchestrate that with guys being in different spots, et cetera? And then money-wise, like if I'm allowed to ask, do they make mm-hmm. any money to play, or is it just if you win the tournament? And, of course, then you make a lot of money. But I assume it takes a little bit of some funds to get your team into the tournament, et cetera. Just kind of fill me in on how exactly it works.
Yeah, I'll give you the pre-pandemic plan, and then I'll give you the current plan. But
okay.
the pre stay-at-home order plan was, you know, we had kind of a, you know, contingency plan on hey, look, let's get together this team, and the I'm telling you, the overarching goal is to make sure that all these guys have to worry about is playing their tails off and having fun playing with each other. That's it. We'll take care of all the rest logistically. Making sure that hotels, transportation, you know, even if we have guys that have to fly in, like, we'll take care of flights, we'll take care of all that stuff. You know, because you want to make it as easy on the guys as possible, you know, instead of being like, hey, we're playing out in, we're playing in Jackson, Tennessee. So book your flights and you guys are paying on your own dime. Like, we want to make sure to take care of all that stuff. So the plan was, you know, because we thought it would be really fun for these guys and for Illini fans as well. The plan was to have a training camp at Oven. And the overall goal was, hey, let's get these guys back in the gym. Let's get them practicing, you know, because we're going to have certain offensive schemes and defensive schemes. And this isn't like a, hey, it's just a pickup game. Let's go out there. Like, there's
okay.
When there's $2 million at the end of the at the end of the rainbow there, you know, let's put ourselves in a good position to win it. I mean, let's really honor the process. And when we go through these things, we say, hey, you know, let's have a 3-4 day training camp at Oven. Let's get acclimated. Let's get a system in place. But on top of that, you know, let's make it a cool thing for alumni in general. Anybody that wants to come by for the training camp can come by. Anybody, any former managers. I was talking to some former managers. You know, they're a big part of what we did as well as players. And having those guys around, just to be a part of it, just to be around it, and kind of honoring that. And then, you know, we go 3-4 days, and on the fourth day we head up to Columbus, and then that next night we're tipping off. So that was the plan. Now, you know, I'm not even sure they can allow people on campus and in on campus facilities. So those are things that we have to work through. But luckily, you know, if everything's the same for each team and there are no training camps, you know, I love our chances because we have guys that, like I said, have played together.
Right.
And
that's true.
For a lot of these other teams, it's just kind of a smorgasbord of players that they throw together and hoping that it sticks.
Mike, I wanted to ask you, is it possible you'd do all this work, go there and only play one game? Like, if you wouldn't win that game, or is this more of a, you get a few games at the tournament and then it goes into tournament style? Again, my apologies, Mike, but I know for our listeners, I'm just trying to get them better equipped as to what exactly you guys will be doing.
Yeah, so the tournament itself, I'll kind of give you a bird's eye view here. So, you know, when we show up, there's 8 regionals, right? So 64 teams, 8 regionals, 8 teams in each regional. And each winner of the regional, single elimination. So yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we could show up on Wednesday and Thursday game one and we lose. But I'll be honest, we're not thinking that way.
No, heck no.
You know what I mean? And you know, but you know, as you move on, so Columbus would be our regional, and then if you win your regional, which would be 3 games, you make it to the Elite Eight. 32-16-8. Yeah. Make it to the Elite Eight, and then the Elite Eight is played in Dayton. It's kind of the championship week.
Very
where
cool.
They play quarterfinals, semis, and finals. And so, yeah, no, you're exactly right. There is the potential to bow out in the first round, but I'm telling you, man, like this team that we're putting together, there's a reason it's constructed the way it's constructed. And
yep.
There's a reason why, you know, these guys are so bought in because they know. You know, as we're putting together this team, we know, obviously, but they know too. Like, this is, you know, the pieces make sense, and we really can make a deep run. And personally, maybe I'm a little bit biased. You know, I think we can win the whole thing, without a doubt.
I love it.
Mike, you mentioned the $2 million at the end of the rainbow. Former Illini dipped his hand in that pot last year in Dimitri McCabe. I know he's caught in some flack. I think a lot of people are just having fun with it, but... you want to set the record straight on that one. So Dimitri returning with his Buckeyes, Evan Turner's his boy. You get a chance to go up against him, so that sounds like a fun matchup.
Look, I'm glad I get to set the record straight on this because in no way, shape, or form was this a Cliff Alexander. He had 2 hats, a Illini hat, Buckeye hat, and he chose a Buckeye hat. Like, that's just not the situation at all. The reality is when we officially announced our team, he had already committed to Carmen's crew. So the video that you saw get posted earlier this week was a video that was taken in late January, early February.
Got it.
So, you know, so at that point, totally understandable. It's all, the overarching thing here is timing. And the timing obviously didn't align. But hey, look, there are also two major factors here. One, he and Evan Turner are tight. Evan runs that team. But also, this deserves to be a little more than just a footnote, but he also won $150,000 with this team last year.
Yeah, exactly.
And they returned everybody. So for me to sit here and be like, hey, and try to ruffle feathers and say that, you know, he's choosing them over us, from a timing perspective, you know, hopefully, you know, next year as we continue to grow this team and hopefully have a lot of success in this tournament coming up to build off of, that's something that maybe he'll come and join us. But I wanted to make that clear as day that this was not, he had two choices and chose the Buckeyes. It was, he was committed before we had
got it
really officially announced the team. But hey, look, moral of the story, is timing, but also it really could make for a fun matchup. You know what I mean? On ESPN too. I mean, that type of stuff from a viewer standpoint, I think would be pretty cool.
Mm.
Mike, you got a really nice set of five so far.
Yes.
Obviously going to add to that. Don't want you to ask for any spoilers or anything. I'll ask you the same question I asked Brad Underwood about recruiting. I can't say specific names. What do you still need? What are you still looking for?
So we do have some others that are committed. So right now, obviously, we have five announced and nine is the roster. So 6, 7, 8, 9. And I guess I'll give you a little peek behind the curtain. We will have another announcement tomorrow. But on top of that, you know, we really want to fill this bench out with shooting. But look, I mean, that's not even a knock on the guys that we have, you know, that are quote unquote in the starting lineup, our first five, because obviously I think Andres is a capable shooter. Ravonte was right around 40% this year. Malcolm was right around 40% this year. LaRon showed in his senior year. And also, he shot it pretty well overseas as well. So, Nana has said that he's expanded his game to the 3-point arc, but we'll see about that. we'll see if we let him step out.
But, right.
You know, overarching theme here is we want guys that are confident and knocking shots down. I'm not going to pull the reins back on anybody, because I think once you do that, that's when they start missing the shot. So, as we fill out this bench, there is going to be definitely a focus on shooting. And look, to be honest, you know, you need seven Illini guys to make it an alumni team. So we're looking at, obviously there's two more Illini additions, but they're the 8-9 spot. We are looking elsewhere. There are, you know, other players and I guess to give you an idea, we won't know much about the 9-8-9 spot until EuroLeague makes their announcement on whether or not they're continuing the season May 24th. So we'll know even more then, but we do have some other commitments already. So we're excited about that.
You did a really good job there, Mike. I mean, that you've got the coaching acumen already. He's got it figured out. Mike LaTulip, our guest. I did want to ask you, I mean, you look at this team and I think you're dead on when you say a strength of this team, maybe the strength of this team, is the fact that so many of these guys played together. But if you looked at the strength of this team, I mean, I see defense there, obviously, with Ray and Andres and Nana, and, of course, some scoring as well with Hill and Black and of course, Ray Rice. I mean, what would you say, Mike, going in would be the strength of this starting five, especially, or, you know, the guys that you feel like you've already committed? What would you say the strength of this team would be?
Toughness. I mean, at the end of the day, in this tournament, that you need it, and you need it in any facet of life. But for a $2 million winner take all tournament, what I've said to these guys, and what I'll continue to say, is we are not playing in this to win the $2 million. The $2 million will be a byproduct of what we do and how we play, and how well we play together, how tough we are. Because as I look at the pieces, right? I mean, you always want to look at, do we have guys that can put the ball in the basket? I mean, that's, at the end of the day, you want guys that can defend,
sure.
Yes. But guys that are versatile offensively, because I mentioned the shooting, you know, you want to add that shooting to the team, not only because, yeah, of course, everybody wants to see a couple threes go in, but what that does for spacing for guys like Revonte Rice, Malcolm Hill, Andres, all these guys getting downhill, I think Andres, you know, in the last decade of Illini basketball, I truly believe he is one of the best, if not the best, I've seen at not only getting downhill to score, but the way his body control, and I get so enamored by it because he has the ability to stop on 1 foot or 2 foot, and he can completely dictate which way he's going based on the defender. And some guys just don't have that type of body control. So I think
agree.
Having lanes that can free up for him, Revonte is an absolute monster going downhill. Malcolm has just become even more versatile with his game, which is scary to say. And then, like I said, you know, even on the defensive end, when you have a guy like Andres that's kind of setting the tone there, you know, guarding the ball up top, or, you know, we love our perimeter defense. And then on top of that, if you do get past our first line of defense,
right,
have fun with the leading shot blocker of all time in Nana Egwu. Because it's not about, for Nana, it's much less about the shots he blocks than the shots he alters. He alters a ton of shots. I mean, shoot, I went up against him in practice every day. It's like, hey, I made it around Kendrick. Sweet, there's no one around. And then Nana flies into view, and he may not get a hand on the ball, but you're adjusting your body.
Exactly.
Having to throw up an acrobatic shot because of it. So, but as we fill out the rest of this roster, yes, shooting is imperative, but also just toughness and grittiness. And that's why I was so excited to get Andres, you know, locked in to play with us, because, you know, you already have Revonte Rice and Nana and Malcolm Hill and LaRon Black. So we definitely don't have a shortage in the toughness department.
Right.
But adding Andres is just like, man, we were excited about that one.
Michael Tulip knows the game, former Illini guard, GM, and coach of the Illini House of Pain TBT team. Also the host of the Full 94 podcast. You want to check that out if you have not. I know you've had Myers Leonard and D. Brown on recent episodes. For those that haven't got a chance to check that out, what can they expect when they listen to former Illini greats in that one?
Yeah, no, I think what I've always wanted to do with the podcast is, you know, hey, let's have real conversations. You know, I always want it to be much less of a Q&A as it is kind of pulling back the curtain on, hey, what type of guys are they? Kind of what makes them tick. And I know that sounds so cliche, but especially with Myers, like, I don't think a lot of people knew about, you know, the battles with depression and anxiety that he had in the NBA and kind of his all culminating to his performance last year in the conference finals. Like, it makes that performance even more incredible when you just listen to what he's been through. And then D, talking to D man, because just as much as I want the audience to be, you know, to immerse themselves in listening to it and hearing what they have to say. But man, I'm even sitting there, like, these are questions that I wanted to ask, you know, and just having those conversations. Like, D's a mentor to me, and he's been just incredible, you know, in the 7-8 years that I've known him. But as I'm constructing the episodes, I'm like, man, this is actually something I can't believe I've never asked you this. But so I, in real time, as a listener's hearing it, I'm also learning it too. So it's been kind of a learning process for me as much as it is for the people listening. But look, the episodes are nothing without having those guests that are just incredible to talk to.
Sure.
So I've obviously been fortunate to have those types of guys, and hopefully we can keep it rolling with some other episodes that, you know, that I think Illini fans will enjoy listening to.
Mike, we've had you on here for so long, but I mean, look, if you want to make me assistant GM, I can get you Corey Bradford. I might be able to get you Kendall, Dion. I can go way back here a little bit. Do you even reach out to a guy like Darren Williams and say, I know you're going to say no, but hey.
Well, yeah, I mean, you obviously, what I never want to do is, you know, can you imagine if you end a recruiting process of Illini guys, and at the end of the whole thing, you got Darren Williams standing there saying, "Hey, I would have played."
Oh, man, you would have been like fired, Mike.
I think I would be fired in my first year as a GM. But look, like there. Trust me, like there are guys that. It's funny seeing the as you interact on Twitter with some of these fans that want to voice their suggestions for the team.
Sure.
And man, like it's just it's funny because you feel like sometimes if you put out an announcement, you want to make sure that's obviously to the liking of the fans. But at the end of the day, I'm just focused on this team.
Right.
And,
right.
And you know, there's plenty. I mean, I see there's the same guy. I don't know who it is, but the same guy tweets at that account saying, "Where's Marcus Liberty? We want Marcus Liberty."
Oh, I like it.
And like, and it keeps hammering at home. So now it's funny to see. Kind of, you can tell, you know, from each tweet, you can tell what era.
Yes.
You know, those people are coming from. I think when we initially announced it, it was like somebody had tweeted and said like, "Oh man, like no brainers, Kenny Battle, and just like name some Flying Illini guys." And granted, like if you look at like an alumni team and you don't know what the TBT is, like I'm confident that if we put Kendall Gill out there,
yes,
like he'll make do.
Yes,
you know what I mean, like
right.
But it's you know, being able to exhaust all options and it's tough. Like, you know, me being kind of the GM head coach, you know, there's only so much of us.
Correct.
You know, and I also have a job. This has been kind of a side thing for me in addition to the podcast. So, the recruiting outreach has been, you know, you want to make sure that you don't, you know, throw it out there to 100 people and then 98 say yes. And then now you got to tell 88 people that they are, that invitation is no longer valid.
Yep. Good call.
So there's that kind of cat and mouse game too, but, that's why we wanted to create this core group of guys, here first. And let's add complimentary pieces on top of that. So it's been stressful, I'm not going to lie, but it's been fun, man. I think the final product, you know, hopefully we can play the final product.
Right.
But I think even if the tournament doesn't happen this year, this is something to build on for the future. And I think it's going to be a really, really, really cool tradition for those dog days of the summer for Illini fans.
Yep. No doubt. Well, listen, as an old guy, I have to admit, youth is a really good thing. So I get it where you're coming from. We all would love to, you know, think of Kenny Battle back in his prime helping the TBT team. But let's be honest, Kenny's not young anymore. So you need youth, and that's exactly what Mike LaTulip is developing right now and getting on this team. Mike, we can't thank you enough. By the way, you going to play? You going to play?
No. I'm not going to play. Sometimes you gotta put your pride aside.
Got it. That makes sense. Mike LaTulip. Great. Great stuff, buddy, as always. And thank you so much. Good luck with rounding out the team. I think we lost Mike there.
Didn't like the question about are you going to play.
Maybe not. He started singing. Was that him? Was that him singing? That may have been the most awkward goodbye I've ever had on radio. Trevor, I've got you on. You're just laughing. What happened there?
I don't know.
That was weird.
It was good stuff.
It was great stuff.
I was going to tell. I was going to say that I've seen Kenny Battle tailgating with you.
Yes.
That means I am too, so I wouldn't recommend him for this team.
Let's be honest. Kendall could maybe still do it. Corey could do it.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, a Jeremy Richmond.
Darren could do it if he wanted to.
I don't know if Jeremy Richmond is even available.
Not sure.
I'm not sure either. Darren for sure could do it. I'd be...
I heard D has a bad hit, but I think...
Yeah, I mean, you think about D.
You want shooting.
Right. That's it. I mean, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun to kind of focus in on when this thing starts. Hopefully it will. We're all hoping for sports of any kind. But when this starts, that will be so fun to be able to watch these guys play and see these guys kind of back together. And plus you throw in a Felice or a Hill with these guys, and it'll be cool to see. So. Great stuff there with Mike LaTulip. That he said it, man. It's stressful, and I can't imagine I'm sure right off the bat he's inundated with, hey, here's 500 guys that would be great on this team. And then he's got to sit there and construct and try to figure out exactly how he's going to do this. So great stuff with Mike. All right, when we come back, Matt Painter, Purdue coach, kind of just, he was on fire today on the Dan Dockett show. And he was talking about a couple of kids that have transferred from Purdue, and he's not happy about it. So we'll visit, we'll hear the thoughts of Matt Painter from the Dan Dockett Show. We'll do that next. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Flooring Surfaces is a local business that's open to serve the construction and housing industry. Over 1 million square feet of flooring options are in stock in Champaign, along with professional tools, adhesives, setting materials, and underlayments you need to build waterproof showers, tile kitchen backsplashes, and renovate entire floors of your home. Over 20 years of operation has made Flooring Surfaces your premier source for hardwood, carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and everything else. Right now, we're starting the summer of savings with discounted pricing on hundreds of options. You'll find select in-stock hardwoods that are half off, double discounts on laminate floors, and tile that starts at $1.25 per square foot. So here's what to do. Call 398-1990 to arrange a showroom experience, a safe in-home consultation, or to have your order pulled and ready for pickup. We will help you find the right floor, and during the summer of savings, you'll find it for less. Don't worry, Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
If you're in the market for a new car battery, you could go to one of those big box stores, except there's no guarantee you'll be served by an actual car expert.
Clean up in aisle three.
You could pick a battery off the shelf, except it might be close to expiring. Or you could just come into Interstate. Don't make a big box store blunder. With competitive prices and a more personal, reliable approach, Interstate Batteries is the clear-cut choice if you want to guarantee yourself a new and trustworthy car battery. They're open and ready to serve you at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Have you been to Value Check in Champaign? With a friendly staff and well-stocked shelves, you can't go wrong. Get deals like brand-name chips for under $2 or fresh produce like meat, cheese, and veggies for under $5. And check out their Facebook page for daily updates on their newest and hottest specials. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Cost plus food creates more savings, and you'll save more than anywhere else at Value Check. Stop by at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Boogity, 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 let's go racing! We're going to get NASCAR back, I think.
Nice.
Trevor was like, he goes, man, I'll watch that even if there's just some kind of a sporting event. All right, I'll shut up and let you do your job.
We know you're still thinking about where you'd like to go to college, and we know it's especially challenging to look at schools now because of the campus visitor suspension that are in place to protect guests and staff from COVID-19. The College of ACES, the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, at the University of Illinois, they care about health and safety of all visitors and staff, but they want to help you stay active in the search. They certainly wish that you could be hosted in person, but you can check them out online with a virtual tour. Google University of Illinois, College of ACES, virtual tour.
Perfect.
It's that simple.
That's perfect. Well, it's a good time. You got nothing to do at home. It's a good time to plan ahead. It's what you do. All right, we're going to hear from Matt Painter, who had joined the Dan Dockett show today and just really went off on these couple of kids that transferred. I don't know that he actually said their names. I haven't heard it. But I think it was he was just alluding, and you know who he's talking about, basically, with Matt Harms.
I'm sure Doc has said their names.
No, Jell Eastern. Yeah, that's exactly right. So I haven't heard this yet. I'm excited to hear this. What's that?
Can you? I have him singing, but I don't know if you can hear it.
Oh, this is the podcast?
The problem is the podcast isn't published till 6, so I had to go to our YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So it might sound kind of tinny, but it is someone singing.
Okay, can you?
Hang on.
All right, here we go.
Dude, look. Great. Daddy, please don't. Great stuff, buddy, as always.
I mean, that's definitely someone singing.
I didn't know what to say at that point. I was like,
please don't leave me.
Like, great stuff, Mike. Work on that country record. I don't think it's a record anymore. All right, listen, though. Derek, during the interview with Mike, he mentioned 7 of the guys have to be alumni of Illinois. All right, so you need 2 more guys at least that played at Illinois. I don't. Would they have had to graduate, or just play here?
Probably just play there.
Okay, and then he mentioned the EuroLeague and wondering if that'll come back or not.
Mm-hmm.
You started looking through some EuroLeague names. I want to hear them.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's going to be this guy, but he leads the EuroLeague in scoring, and you're familiar.
Hmm.
Lost to him in an NCAA tournament.
Well.
And the last time he played in the NCAA tournament.
I was trying to remember the last time we played.
Not Shane Larkin.
It is Shane Larkin.
What? No. Really?
22 a game.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want him.
Okay, also on here, Jimmer Fredette.
Oh!
That's shooting.
Dude, I still carry a quote.
The Jimmer.
I still carry a quote from Jimmer Fredette in my wallet.
Okay.
I want Jimmer Fredette. Yes,
absolutely.
Unless BYU's got a team.
Nick Stauskas.
Oh, my. A guy that shot better than anybody in the world against Illinois.
Hmm. Probably not David Leidy. I imagine he's going to be playing for the Buckeye squad. Thomas Walkup.
Oh.
I like that. Brad Underwood could set that up for Illinois.
Stephen F. Austin kid. Boy, you talk about he would fit the toughness thing that Mike LaTulip talked about. I don't know Jimmer Fredette would, but you know what? If I got Jimmer firing from 40.
If Jimmer Fredette is on this team,
oh my goodness,
I might become like super fan of this team.
I'll drive to Columbus.
I wouldn't bet this on that. This is legitimately one. Gone from like, that's kind of interesting. I'll tune into like, I'm going to sit there and watch every minute of every game.
That would be interesting to get a guy like Jimmer.
Oh man,
I'd say Walkup might be a decent bet.
He would fit that. And of course, like you said, Underwood with the connection there. I don't know that Stephen F. Austin would have a team in this thing. So
doubtful.
Man, I tell you what, how do you not start a guy like Thomas Walkup?
Yeah. There are some other familiar names in this league. Deshaun Thomas.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Ohio State guy too.
That's true. Of course, everybody on the team is still playing, right? Andres, of course, is. Ray Rice, Malcolm Hill, LaRon Black, Nana Egwu, they're all still playing basketball. So, I mean, I said that about Walkup thinking, well, he's younger, he could be able to, but, you know, all these other guys are playing too. So,
I don't know how to say this without making it sound bad, but I don't mean it bad.
Mm-hmm.
Teams like Ohio State and Illinois might be really good at this thing because all the players they had were really good, but not quite good enough to be really, really good.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean? In terms of like, Ohio State had so many great players.
Right.
But I don't know that any of them ever turned into like great NBA players.
That's fair.
So that's why all these awesome Ohio State players are available to play.
That, and you get a guy like Darren Williams that was a stud, and, you know, he's not going to probably play in something like this. So, yeah, you kind of have that next. I agree with you. Guys that are like really
good. Duke would not have a good team here because all of Duke's players are actually in the NBA.
Exactly. You know what I mean? No, I know exactly where you're going.
One thing that I just stumbled across, and I don't know how I didn't find it originally.
Uh-oh.
A guy that plays in the EuroLeague or has 27 games played in the EuroLeague this year, someone by the name of Brandon Paul.
Well, I wondered that when he mentioned Brandon Paul. Not for the team, but I think in one of his answers he talked about Brandon Paul, and I thought to myself, well, he must, well, yeah, because he said Brandon Paul came back over to the States, and in my mind, right. I was like, well, he must not be
talking about goals of playing in the NBA.
And I thought, well, maybe he's not a candidate because he's still trying to reach for the NBA, in other words, and Brandon wouldn't want to do that because he's got other things going on, but I thought the same thing.
Is DJ Richardson Olympicos in the EuroLeague?
I heard DJ's not playing anymore.
Okay. Brandon Paul would be an unbelievable addition. I mean, let's be honest.
That's a pretty solid six man right there.
Right. I mean, Andres Feliz, he can score. We know that. Ray Rice can score. Malcolm Hill can score. LaRon, he didn't ever miss from that little, like, free throw spot his senior year or junior. Wait.
Junior year.
He left. Yeah.
Redshirt junior.
And then Nana, you know, I was laughing that he's like, he's working on his 3-point game. I'm like, what?
Brandon Paul was on the Spurs a year ago today. I mean, it's not like he's old or anything.
All right, we got to get to this with Matt Painter or we're going to run out of time. Matt Painter joined Dan Dockich today. First time I'm hearing this. I saw tweets. I'm excited to hear this. Here's Matt Painter, Purdue basketball coach with Dan Dockich.
How many points did you average in Indiana your freshman year?
Oh, hell, four.
Four, okay. And you ended up having a good career you know, at Indiana. Now we live in this world of social media, and these guys listen to what's out there. Like, they will, you know, take some weight into strangers saying something on message boards. You're like, hey, you don't even know this person, but everybody's in this microwave society about, I want to be a pro and be a pro. Well, why don't we be all conference and, you know, in college first? Why don't we try that out? Why don't you work like a pro? You know, I've sat here and watched in a short amount of time here at Purdue, Caleb Swanigan and Carson Edwards, who I think can someday fight their way into a rotation, kind of like Etwan Moore has done. It took him a while, but he got in, and now he has stayed in a rotation for a handful of years. I think those two guys can do it, but they're not there yet. But I watched how those two guys work. So that's really my gauge and my model when you sit there and talk about the other outside stuff. And I just watch, and I'm like, hey, do you work? I told our team this year, I said, does anybody in here think they've put more time into their jump shot more than Carson Edwards? And it just went, I said, no, I need an answer. And if you do, you know, speak up. I'm not around you all the time. They're like, no. Nobody thinks that. Does anybody think they put more time in working on their body, you know, getting on the treadmill in the morning, staying after practice, putting in more time than Caleb Swanigan did when he was here? It went quiet again. You know, I just don't hand out scholarships at the mall. If you're putting your name in the draft to get attention, or you're just transferring to be transferring, and it's just like, transfers don't get drafted very much. You know, embrace problems and embrace adversity and fight it, and, you know, don't run from it.
Matt, are you concerned that these two kids transferred this late in their career? Are you concerned about your program at all and what you're doing within it?
No, not at all. You know, I think when you look at the center position where Matt Harms was, like, we tried to play Travion Williams and him together, and it didn't work. You know, and so him leaving, and then, you know, I don't know how things changed for him. Like that, and that's what I kind of look at it. Like, I try to take a step back and look at it from their perspective. I'm like, okay, how did you better yourself? You know, are you going to go play against better competition in the league that you went to? No. You know, when I look at the position and say, okay, it worked for Caleb Swanigan in that position. It worked for A.J. Hammonds in that position. It worked for Carl Landry in that position. It worked for Juwan Johnson. I mean, want me to keep going? But in reality, you know, you might have got your degree from Purdue, but you're not a Boilermaker if you walk out the door at the end and say, hey, like, wow, I want to make the league. Well, you know, guys who want to make the league work like Carson Edwards and Caleb Swanigan. Like, I didn't see that from him. Did he work hard in practice? Sure. Did he work hard in games? Well, you know, I don't know what to say there, because now you become the outlier. The other guys got better. The other guys improved, but the other guys also stayed and fought through adversity. Now you walk out the door after you put your name in the draft twice, when you average 4 points, you know, Bruce Weber, Gene Cady, Tom Ryder, Morgan Burke, like all those guys helped me in some capacity before I got back to Purdue to be the head coach. And that's what they don't get that. But when you walk out the door, you know, and you turn your back and say, man, I just don't think it's, you know, quite perfect. Boy, you're not thinking clearly in terms of the big picture, your life, and what Purdue can do for you. And but he's got to check his whole card, you know, because at the end of the day, the rest of those guys were productive. How about coming back and helping Purdue win the Big Ten? And that's the way I look at things.
Man, you are preaching to the choir, Matt Painter, nice enough to join us. Did it surprise you? Had this been an ongoing conversation with you, Eastern, his people, or did this kind of come out of the blue?
They didn't say one word to me. It's like the kiss of death. Like, you get the text, hey, coach, you got a minute tomorrow to talk? I'm like, oh, he's leaving. You know, it's exactly like, you know, I've watched enough Barnaby Jones shows, you know, to be able to get it figured out. Like, hey, this, I can tell you how this is going to end. Yesterday somebody left their program, leaving. But when you take a step back and you digest it, you know, probably got better.
Wow, Matt Painter.
How about that?
Damn. Man. Woo. Woo.
Matt Painter's great, by the way.
I tell you what. Well, he's got some Saluki blood.
I really like that he didn't mince any of that.
Oh, he did not.
I mean, coaches tend to have a tendency where even after they say something like that, they'll go, and don't get me wrong, you know, I love Matt.
Yeah.
He didn't really say any of that. He's just like, is the competition better? Nope. My. Are you working hard? Nope.
Nope.
You average 4 points and put your name in the draft? No, Joe Eastern.
And then he says that Eastern wasn't really a loss. You'd get better.
Yeah? Man.
And his words carry weight, right? It's not like
big time.
Oh yeah,
it's not like some guy who just stepped foot in the building saying that.
Big time, you know. And again, Derek, you said it best at the start of the show when we were talking about that we were going to play that. Is that, you know, Matt has the cachet after winning Big Ten titles, after getting teams deep in the NCAA tournament, maybe not as deep as they hope, but you know, he's had the teams with Robbie Hummel and Juwan Johnson and Etwan Moore, and he's the Lewis Jackson days and the Carson Edwards. And, I mean, you know, Caleb Swanigan, he goes through all that list. I mean, he's had the teams to where I don't know that he necessarily is going to worry about it too much. But I don't know. You know what? You know what Matt Painter just said right there? He just said what a lot of us as fans think.
Yeah.
But they can't say.
For sure.
So that, you know, what he just said is what I say at a bar on a Friday night about a college player that decides he's going to go pro or whatever, you know, a major, you know, a professional guy that decided he wanted to get out, he wanted to trade it, or, you know, Matt Painter just went all fan right there.
Yeah.
And basically said, this is, you know, this is ridiculous.
Right. And look, every transfer has different reasons, so sometimes it's personal.
Sure.
Like an Alan Griffin situation, that seemed like it was maybe more than just basketball.
Right.
But Matt Painter's reacting because it sounds like Joel Eastern thought he didn't get better or produced because of the situation,
because
or was wondering
Matt.
Why with Matt and Harms leaves, he no longer is a starter. But those are two guys combined that started 102 games at Purdue.
Wow.
And Painter can say those things because before last year, which they probably weren't going to make the tournament last year. They had some work to do late. We're below 500 overall. But before that, they'd made three Sweet 16s in a row.
Man. Well, good for Matt, you know?
But
good for Matt Painter.
Their team ain't going to be great next year.
No, it's not. And, you know, that's the other side of this is that.
Who are they returning? They got Travion Williams. Is Stefanovic
Eric Hunter,
coming back?
Hunter Stefanovic. And Stefanovic. That's about it.
Thompson. Or not.
Boudreaux's gone. Now you
who's
got
their point guard? Hunter?
Hunter. Who was pretty good.
I don't know, though. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, because now you're losing Harms, Boudreaux. Boudreaux was getting double-doubles for them late. Harms and then now Nogel. Wow. Well, I you know, kudos, Matt. I wonder what a college coach thinks of that right now. I wonder what a guy like another college
Wish I could.
Yeah.
Would or could or did that.
Would another college coach like that on Twitter? If
go check Brad Underwood's likes, I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure he'd tend to agree.
Uh-huh. That's crazy. All right, listen.
Wonder what Matt Harms thinks of that.
Or Nogel. Yeah, and then that, like Dan Dockett
said.
I mean,
he said they're not boilers because they didn't get their degree
or
whatever.
That was, wow. And then he said, you know, was there any buildup to this? No.
I got the text.
I got the text. Hey, could you got a minute tomorrow? It's like, he gone. That's crazy. Hey, thanks to Mike LaTulip, singer, former Illini. That was awesome.
Quick note, he messaged me and said his brother just went to him and said, hey, did my Bluetooth connect to your... Yeah.
So that was his brother singing.
I think his music.
That's awesome.
My brother walks in and goes, did my Bluetooth speaker connect to your phone?
That's what it was then.
There you go.
Makes sense.
Technology, kids, watch it. Watch when you're on live radio.
He actually interrupted the end of our interview by cutting in with his Bluetooth.
That's correct. That is correct.
Got it.
I tell you, this technology. But we do want to thank Mike LaTulip. It was also great to hear from Roger Powell. Fun stuff in his interview with Jeremy. And we thank Matt Painter and Dan Dockich.
For the entertainment.
Great stuff. Dan Hartlib is joining us tomorrow. I got to play the song again. You brought up a great point, Derek, about Michael Jordan playing from
double
the NBA
a
to double-A baseball. How hard would that be? So Dan Hartlib, Illinois baseball
hitting
coach.
200. Okay, sounds impressive. I mean, 200's not impressive at all.
No,
but
50 RBI, 30 stolen bases.
What does a baseball guy actually think of that?
Yeah, so we'll talk to Dan Hartlib about many things tomorrow, but including that for sure. So we'll listen. We'll talk to Dan. We'll have more as well as we roll along. I have not gotten the email back from Penn State about Pat Chambers.
Uh-oh.
So still waiting on that. Gotta go. See you, boys. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.